some of the things you can be doing now are identifying those projects or funding opportunities that have appeared in both the House and the Senate versions. So even though we don't have a final legislation on the president's desk, there's still many things that we've identified that have showed up in both pieces of legislation. You can be fairly confident those will find their way into the final piece of legislation, and thus you can act on those already.
So oh, my goodness, people are already on the edge of their seat. Tell us what some of these things are.
Well, the different areas that we've identified are mission-critical opportunities, things that DHS or the National Cybersecurity Initiative at the State Department, even some things at Social Security Administration, they need technology upgrades and funding to keep their mission-critical opportunity or their mission-critical activities going. So you can get into some of the funding opportunities there. There's baggage screening and tactical communications money. Also, another area that we've identified are the job creation benefits that both bills have in terms of facility construction and modernization. So whether it's a National Institute of Health facility, a GSA facility, a conservation project, many of these have funding in both bills that will also go to improve the facilities while creating jobs to actually execute the projects. And lastly, of course, some of the higher level and long-term things that we've heard about are also some of the more high-profile spending areas, health IT, the green and energy efficient technologies, as well as the research and development, science and technology funding areas. Obviously, those are a little bit more long-term initiatives, but that money has already found its way into both bills and seems to be high profile.
A lot of what you mentioned as far as those priorities all revolve around IT or some sort of higher technology. Am I reading that correctly?
No, that's exactly right. What we've heard from the administration throughout the campaign transition and now the first few days in office is that IT and technology in general will be used from a cost savings perspective, an efficiency perspective, as well as a transparency perspective. So we expect that technology firms and IT firms specifically will be well positioned for those types of opportunities.
Are there certain categories, you mentioned sort of maintenance and stuff like that, but are any broad categories, like health IT seems like there's money in there for that particular area. Any other categories that people should be particularly paying attention to?
Sure. Facilities modernization, which would be your architecture, engineering, and construction category. Also, IT systems and modernization. Those would be some of the things we've already talked about. And wireless broadband. Both bills have billions of dollars set aside for projects both on the federal and state and local level for wireless broadband grants.
So what is it vendors need to do? I mean, obviously, they have their homework cut out for them, but what's some bottom line advice for them?
Bottom line is start identifying those agencies where you've already had some success. Maybe you have some connections and some projects that are ongoing. It would be very easy to use some of the strategic messaging and proposals that you've already developed for many of these technologies and prepare them for when this legislation actually becomes a funding opportunity. So within a few weeks, we should see many of the agencies gaining access to some of the funding opportunities. If you have, you know, an electronic baggage screening message or any of these higher level messages, start to shape those now for the next few weeks.
Anything that, because I know you guys just delve into the big stack of bill information and just dig into all the details. Anything as you were going in there that particularly surprised you that you really didn't expect when you started digging through it?
I think one of the interesting things about the legislation is the wide array of different opportunities that actually presented themselves. So there was everything from IT funding for the Farm Service Agency to new and improved advanced batteries out of the Department of Energy. Obviously, green and energy-efficient technologies came about, the electronic medical records, as we've talked about, all the way down to some more hands-on science and technology education and job-related funding. So really, it's the vast, wide range of industries and opportunities that this legislation touches.